2009. And I went and I did an audition with one of the companies, and it was a very emotional moment for me. And I'll tell you why, because my dad was suffering from a terrible disease. He was on deathbed, and one of his wish was to see me on screen. He was the one who always fought for me, for my dreams, and I thought perhaps, maybe, just maybe, he sees his young days in me, and because he couldn't achieve it, he wants his son to achieve it on his behalf. So he was a great supporter, and I wanted to perform before he goes. So I had this crazy sense of urgency in life, and I was auditioning, and there were 700, 800 people along with me who were auditioning. But I believe it all boils down to your why you're doing, why people should watch you, why are you going for that audition, why are you starting a business. If you're clear with your why, I think everything else falls in place. My why was very clear. I wanted the biggest audience. That was my father. I wanted him to see my show before he goes away. And of course, I enjoyed being on camera. That felt so much like me. And I thought that's my space. And I would be more happy if I can find something to do in front of the camera. So yes, 700 auditions. Imagine 700 auditions. A boy coming from a small Marathwada region of Maharashtra all the way to the humongous city called Mumbai, where you have people from Pan India, everybody struggling for one position. And there you have, who would listen to me? You know, if I go back and if I look at myself, it's very difficult to even accept the fact that, you know, I could crack that deal, because what I am itself is a great achievement. So yes, I was selected. I was I was the only presenter which was selected out of 900 audition. And I think when you put in your skills, when you put in your ethics, when you put in your hard work, then definitely luck support. I don't believe in people who says that luck doesn't make any difference, it's all your hard work. Not really. Now, getting selected out of 900 people, definitely luck plays a very vital role. But again, everything needs to be in align. The energy needs to be in align with your hard work, with your skills. And as they say these days, you know, the ikigai needs to be in place. Ikigai, wherein it is sellable. Whatever you put out in the market needs to be sellable. You need to be passionate about it. People need to be willing to pay for it. And of course, you got to add a certain value to it. So I think everything fell in place. The first initial days or years or months were difficult, because, you know, when you learn something and then you have to unlearn something and then you have to learn something again, it's a difficult process. But with great mentors and with great companies, you know, it's always feasible. So I would strongly urge all the people coming out of college, do not fall for great jobs. Do not go for great jobs. Go for great mentors, because they will be shaping your career. They will be shaping how you're going to be in the next 10, 20, 30 years. Okay. So anyways, coming back to the point. So that was my start of my travel journey. And since then, I had visited 40 countries. It's been almost 17 years I'm traveling. I live life on the edge. It's been a great journey, because travel teaches you a lot. It opens different horizons for you. It broadens your perspective. I'm no more the guy who used to come from the small town. You know, perhaps maybe a little bit of exposure of the outside world makes a lot of difference in you. So yes, I've traveled 40 countries. I've did more than 500 television shows, and I have my own podcast channel. And this is something new for me. So I'm trying to learn something with the audio domain also. So great. And that is how my journey started. And it's been 17 years. I haven't looked back. So traveling for 17 years, so many countries, of course, there will be good experiences and bad experiences. There have been a couple of near-death experiences which I have witnessed. The first thing, of course, 2015 Nepal earthquakes. I was filming in Nepal. In fact, I was not very far away from the main epicenter of the earthquake, which was Pokhara, if I'm not mistaken. So I was on the borders of Nepal. And you won't believe, but I was bungee jumping. You know, I have this vertigo issue. I have a huge vertigo problem. And my producer said that you have to take a bungee jump So I was in a resort taking a bungee jump. And can you guess the name of the resort? Well, it was called as The Last Resort. What a coincidence. And here's the big thing, you know, when